I totally agree. We don't really want to go into the very technical details because this is more of a motivational talk than a technical briefing where we discuss the next steps. But yeah, space garbage is a tricky subject. It is so tricky indeed that I believe there is a department of space garbage studies established at one university here in Germany, which only studies ways of getting our crap back from orbit. Yes, we should have it in a sustainable way. It's good to ask these questions before we, before we make everything dirty.
Thank you so much for your time. Make satellites happen in 4 years.
Next up will be rocket propulsion basics. Now that you're hooked on this topic, you're probably gonna be watching that. In the other shelter, there will be the OpenLeaks talk. So if you're interested in that, check that out. Have a great time.
The other one, okay. This studio is in chaotic status. Okay, hey, hello, this is the latest morning show in the world, and I'm Sven, and I'm trying to host this show quite a bit unprepared, and I'm hoping that DJ Psychic has some music prepared, ready to be played, and I'm trying to give him some more time to...
Thank you very much, fam, because I don't have anything ready yet, so...
Yeah.
If you have any preparation for something, just name something and we'll fix it for you.
Yes, just press play and then we get
press
in shape and...
Play. I don't have anything with. Well, let's see if someone would play in it. Play. How about this one? This is kind of summary.
You get my feedback after the song.
Yeah. play ahead of The Summer is Magic, the extended version. So, Sven, what did you think?
Yeah, this was exactly the sound of a song I wanted to hear.
Great.
Yeah. Okay, you are listening to FM 92.6. It's a Binary Voice. We are streaming. You can find the links on the wiki and somewhere else. And it's streams.zenning.de. Maybe the primary stream is at radio.etv.cx/signal.org. And you can go to signal.hackerspace.org as well. And if you want to listen to this radio station on the campsite and have a deck phone, you dial 1926. Yeah, that's for the basic stuff. And well, yes, we have been listening to the introduction lecture, and Nick Farr and people are proposing that we as a hacker community should go into space. So how funny is this? What do you think?
We are going into space.
We are going to into space. This is a great idea, I think. And the first step would be to install actually an internet in space. And this is, I think, the brightest idea everyone should have. And well, I can refrain from getting into space myself or getting to the moon, because it's basically a great desert. Nobody is interested in going to the moon and watching a great desert, isn't it? But yeah, okay. So this camp is all about going into space, I think. Great idea. And yeah, and maybe we should listen to some more music. So what is coming up?
Yeah, coming up is Groovemada. I see you, baby. Shaking it ass. Groove Armada. I see you, baby, shaking an ass.
Yeah, this is the latest morning show in the world. Hello and good morning.
Good morning.
By the way, we have some weather. The weather forecast for this day is basically cloudy, some sun and some rain. And temperatures about 18 degrees maximum. This is not that satisfying. We had plenty, very much warmer summers last year. But, well, that's what we all have to deal about it. A quick look at the scheduled lectures. Now, if you really want to go to space, there's a Rocket Propulsion Basics lecture going at 13:30 in a lecture shelter Kourou. And if you want to know how to actually leak classified governmental documents about rocket propulsion, you better go to Baikonur for the open leaks lecture. Okay, well, that's about it for this small take. And we have some more music to make you wake up. Yeah, this is the latest morning show in the world, and it is, the actual time is, it's 13:21. Yeah, we've heard we are going to space, a great idea. By the way, we have to deal with some more earthly problems. Heise has actually made the news that Carsten Noll, again, was hacking a GSM network. Surprise, surprise. And luckily, he is here. And having a lecture in on this camp. So if you are interested in how GSM finally is completely hacked and destroyed, I hope you better go to his lecture. It would be very, very interesting. Yeah. By the way, the news. What about? Let me see. News ticker. Actually, I'm relying on the best news ticker in the world. It's FIFA's blog. What have we here? Amazon UK has lots of baseball bats on his bestseller list. Okay, this has to be connected with the riots in England and then the UK. Yeah, basically nothing worth of reporting news. For better news coverage, we have another what's it called? Sendung, a news scheduled program. Yeah, later this day with Brenno de Winter. So this is more serious stuff, I think. And this is more unserious stuff. I hope we have some music coming up, I think.
We were very sorry for that, guys. We just had to test the audio system a little, so...
And it works, apparently.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, one little error correction on the map. You might have noticed that there are some showers located on the map. And one shower is actually located inside the family village. Unfortunately, this icon is not right made at the right spot. So you better not go to the through the Ayantihi LA, but you go all the way up to Bas Orlin Boulevard and then the Mission Control Turnpike. And then you'll see a Lenin statue made into a DJ Lenin. And there you turn left, and there's the showers. Expect some cues, because apparently some of the hackers already got up, listening to our famous radio station on 92.6 FM, and having fun. The lectures already have started, I think, on the... Well, the next lectures are at 13.30 with the Rocket Propulsion Basics and Open Leaks. Yeah, have fun listening to them. Yeah, what's up in the next music,
of course,
DJ?
The Beach Boys. So, how about wishful thinking for better weather?
So, nice one.
Yeah, just yeah. No more rain, no more wind, just more sun.
Yeah, sun would be great. No more clouds, please.
True.
I want to have a sunburn.
Sunburn?
Yeah.
Nah. Well, for now, just keep it to good vibrations.
I brought my lotion. I want to use it. Yeah, we have good vibrations here at the CCC camp, and this is the lightest morning show in the world. You are listening to 92.6 FM. Maybe you're all dialed into Viadect on 1926. Or you're listening via stream. We have signal.hackerspaces.org with the stream, or radio.etv.cx/signal.org, or you go to streams.xenim.de. It's X-E-N-I-M, if you cannot spell it. Or you follow a link from the camp, the website, the wiki pages, and there you are. Actually, I found an interesting money quote on FIFA's blog about the riots in England. So there was an interview, and the young man was asked if riots are the right method for protesting. And his answer was, yes, you wouldn't be talking to me if we didn't riot, would you? And the TV reporter from Britain's ITV had no response, so the young man pressed his advantage. 2 months ago, we marched to Scotland Yard, more than 2,000 of us, all blacks, and it was peaceful and calm, and you know what? Not a word in the press. Last night, a bit of rioting and looting, and look around you. Well, so rioting...
Isn't that always the case? I mean, they always pick up the small bad things and blow it up like...
Yeah, exactly. And this is, well, this is press. Actually, we are press as well, so maybe we should look at the peaceful, the nice, and the great things, and not the bad things, and then all this killing and rioting and stuff like this. So, actually, let's look at the hacker camp.
Yeah, so we are on the first day of the camp, and we already had the opening lecture at noon. And we are 1.5 hour now on the way officially. I mean, we've been here since Monday.
Yeah, actually, so
Sunday actually.
We started Sunday evening the build up of the studio and the tents and
power and lightnings. And
getting rid of all the issues and, yeah. and now actually we are getting into space with this camp. No, actually not with this camp, but. Yeah, it's actually sounds like a plan. Going to space, why not?
Why not? I mean, would you want to go to space? Actually, I'm not sure if I want to go to space. I mean,
yeah, actually, if I'm reading science fiction, space sounds like fun, and I think that's part of why hackers actually want to go to space, because it sounds like fun.
It sounds like fun, but is it fun? I mean, it's cold, it's dark, it's.
Actually, you have plenty of stars. It's not dark.
Stars. Plenty of stars.
Yeah.
Stars. Just stars. More stars.
And the moon.
And the moon. Full moon? Or yeah. Actually, you would have a full moon in space. You would actually have always a full moon, or wouldn't you? Between there's nothing between the Earth and the moon to block it.
Yeah, actually, it depends on your location, I would say. So if you are behind the moon, you wouldn't see a thing, I think.
If it would be on the moon, it would always be full moon, of course.
Yeah, probably, yes.
I think so.
Okay, so I think we are listening to some more music. What do we get?
Yeah, I think we're going to do some yeah, your show. Is Daft Punk or the June?
June.
Rainbow to the Stars?
Yeah.
Here we go. How cliche, talking about stars and space, and then put this kind of music on. I'm very sorry.
Great.
My inspiration is already gone now, so imagine what will happen in 5 days. the stars, to the stars. Oh, that was...
DJ Psychic, stop singing.
Sorry, that wasn't singing. I was trying to put some vocal stuff on the air, but I'm not very good at it, so...
Yeah, hey,
I admit.
What's this nice background music?
It's a Kraftwerk.
Ah, Kraftwerk, like yeah. It. Yeah, nice one. Oh. Yeah, electronic music. The old days.
Yeah, the old days.
Retro.
I think this is 1980-something, I mean.
It definitely is a 19, maybe an 1800, whatever.
Oh, no, come on. Come on.
Just kidding.
They didn't have electronics in the 1800s. Yeah.
Actually, I've seen a website who is claiming that digital music is the first music instrument ever.
Really?
Yeah, really. Because cool. They are actually I don't think they go from that basic, you know, what samples, synthesizers, you know, nowadays back to analog, scene wave, frequency, whatever, addition, subtraction and stuff like that. Back to I don't know, basic stone clapping or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they have very convincing arguments, I think. Yeah. So actually, digital music is the base of every music you can hear in the world. Nice idea, isn't it?
I think so. I mean, but now the first stuff was all analog. I mean, digital didn't exist back then. I mean,
yeah, you can say that.
It was a digital impersonation. How you call it? They tried to make it digitally, but then they would fail to make it digitally because it was analog. And now you have digital stuff, and they fail to make analog sound.
Yes, probably.
Something like that.
But what would we do if without digital music? We would still carry vinyl around, I think.
Vinyl, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Give me more vinyl. Love it. It's just the feel of vinyl. I mean, it's yeah, you have a record with grooves in there and you play it and then it produces sound based on grooves and not a byte by converting bits and bytes to some funky oscillation stuff and transforming stuff and make some kind of waveform out of it and then try to play it. I mean,
yeah, but even in the DJ domain there has been digital technique and the vinyl is basically only playing in the time code and then it's converted from digital to digital MP3 and yeah. Stuff like that and the only remaining reason for having vinyl is to have
human interface device.
Yeah, so USB hit.
Yeah,
I think.
But the fact is we only need those to have humans control the stuff, so we don't need humans anymore, so that's why we have this robot song in the background playing.
Actually, but music without humans.
Yeah. How would that sound?
That would make no sense at all.
Something like this?
I mean, making music via a machine for machines?
Yes, binary music?
Well...
Just machine code?
No.
No?
No, it sounds not appealing to me. Nope. Okay. Don't want it.
It doesn't?
No.
So it's just some random block sinus waves and sawtooth waves.
No.
But we're really drifting away from the actual subject here. I mean,
Do we have a subject?
Yeah, of course we do have a subject. I mean, okay. It's camp. I mean, what's on the schedule? I mean, what's about to happen? And okay. how's the weather? And I mean,
well, the weather. When I have a look out of the studio window, I see some very dark clouds of doom. But I'm not afraid that they will send some rain down here. But it's maybe getting some wind pretty soon now.
Windy.
And this is a nasty movement of air. But if we actually have a look at the schedule for lectures today, what time is it? It's 13:44. Okay, so they're actually currently running lectures are Rocket Propulsion Basics and OpenLeaks. So next would be in Shelter Kourou. We have an introduction to satellite communications. I think this lecture is the base for everything. And if we have want to have a satellite network for the internet, then you have to go to this lecture, basically.
True.
No other method. And in parallel, in Shelter Baikonur, we have strong encryption of credit card information. So if you actually have to fund such a space program, you need some credit cards information, I think.
How else are we going to pay in space? I mean, taking up actual money would be a waste of weight. I mean,
yeah.
So anything plastic or something that is not really heavy is.
We can always go to how Star Trek manages it. It's all gold and platinum.
Have you actually seen someone pay in within the Star Trek series?
No, they are.
It seems when they go to the bar, they seem to get everything just for free. I mean, there's this. It doesn't the total economy. There's actually not an economy anymore. It's based on none economy. Only the Klingons, but the how would call the big head
Ferengi.
The Ferengi do something with money, and basically the rest don't.
They are Ferengi actually are keen on having plenty of money.
So like the
lots
Germans,
lots of money, but well, yeah. And then look at the camp.
I like money too.
I mean, everyone is taking a place here, and sharing stuff, sharing knowledge, and sharing their tools. So, I think we have pretty much of a Star Trek vision.
Do
on
we?
This camp. I think yes.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Hope
hopefully,
so.
Yeah. Okay, and after that, one more time, due to the actual schedule, we have Strahlung im Weltall. With this radiation in space, which of course concerns any space program, and that is on 16:30 on the schedule. And is this mobile gadget world whatever? I don't get this. The title reads, "Is this mobile gadget world we created?" And I have no idea how it is spelled and what does it mean. So please head over to this far plan in the internet. Okay.
So you're done now.
I think I can stop talking now. You can play some music.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, this is the, latest morning show in the world on 92.6. And with me in the studio now is Nick Farr, who has been officially announcing the Hacker Space Program. Nick, how does it feel?
It feels great. As I'm on.
Yeah, I know.
You're on.
Am I here? Oh,
okay,
I'm on?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I can't hear myself in these earphones. No, it feels absolutely wonderful. You know, this is a dream that, or a continuation of a dream that I've had, and I think the next logical step from the last camp that, you know, last year I brought Americans, or not, sorry, not last year, last camp, 4 years ago, I brought 40 Americans here to see what was happening in the CCC and the German hackerspace scene, and I knew if all they had to do was come and see it, and they'd want to build it for themselves. And that's exactly what happened. And I think from that, the Hackerspaces movement has exploded since then. You know, from Hope the Year After Camp, through Hackerspaces.org, through all of these various different means that people are networking, coming together, getting physical spaces, and doing really great research. So where do we go from here? And I think the next logical thing from that is to go right into space. And I think hackers, because we're a group of people, I think the hacker mentality breaks through different things like national barriers, linguistic barriers, cultural barriers. I've seen this on other hackers on a plane trips, like our trip to Japan last November, that, you know, if you're a hacker, you're in the Netherlands, and you're a hacker, and you're in Japan, and you're a hacker, you're in Africa, a hacker is a hacker is a hacker, no matter where they are on the face of the planet. I think it's that kind of spirit mentality that will get the human race back into orbit, back into space, back on the moon. And there are a lot of fun technical challenges along the way as well.
Yeah, of course. Maybe this is also connected to the efforts going on in America for the commercial space aviation industry, because if you actually rate it commercially possible to go into space, so well, if you can earn money with it, why don't can hackers not do it as well? Because hackers do everything that other people do for money.
Well, that's actually a terrific point. That one of the things that one of the difficulties of being a hacker, depending on where you are, if you have a family or need to support people, is having to have a day job. And I think going into this field that there's so much possibility for discovery for, and there's so many different technical challenges and so many things that you can learn and turn into a marketable skill, that I think by fully exploring your area of expertise and what you can contribute to the Hackerspace program and getting us back into space and back on the moon can also become a profitable enterprise for you, so that you can work for yourself and not have to split up your 2 weeks vacation between DEF CON, TourCon, Congress, CCC camp, and actually, start networking with people and put your time and energy into your real passions. And I think working on space and building the kind of technical expertise it takes to put us into space can create wonderful jobs for people and let them work for themselves, set their own hours, set their own time, set their own rates, and at the same time, provide for themselves and their families.
Yeah. Actually, I doubt the goal of getting a hacker onto the moon is doable by 23 years, but I'm very happy to see that we are actually aiming for getting an internet satellite network. And this would be great, I think.
And that's the thing of the three phases, is that they build upon each other. I think that there's a lot of technical possibilities out there, that solutions that haven't been been invented yet, that hackers are working on inventing right now for, breaking the Earth's gravity, for going into space, for achieving orbit. Everybody, all the ways that we do that are all based around solid fuel rocket technology in some way or form or another, or something similar like that. And there are many other different ways that we can put payloads into space. Once we solve that problem with launching satellites, with just a little bit more technical capability, we can put a hacker into orbit. With just a little bit more technical capability beyond that, we can put a hacker back on the moon. I mean, these are things that were done before most of the people at this camp were born. And the fact that we didn't build upon that is a complete and utter tragedy. It's an absolute failure of governments of the world, that they would rather spend more time figuring out ways to kill each other and blow each other up than getting us beyond this blue planet.
Okay, thanks Nick Farr for going on the air with me on very short notice. And we'll see what this Hackerspace program is going to be about in 4 years.
Great. Thank you so much, Sven.
Thanks, Nick.
See you.
So that was Nick Farr talking about the space program for hackers.
Yeah, and it's a great idea. Having an internet in space, satellite-based, it can be, it sounds like you're really be doing doable, yeah.
True.
So we are close to the top of the hour, and what's happening then?
What's happening then? I think you're going to do another hour? Right?
Yes, I will do another hour of the latest morning show in the world. Excellent. Starting from 1400 to 1500, and then we are have some more serious stuff coming on air. One last issue here for the last this hour. Actually, there has been reports about squirrels sabotaging network connections.
Who?
Squirrels.
Squirrels?
Yeah.
Squirrels, you mean
little nut-eating animals. You know them. They are so cute if you see them. They're actually sabotaging network connections and power cables. But I doubt they were the reason for the power outage earlier this day for this radio station.
Kill us with fire.
Yeah. So actually, we apologize for not being on the air, but we had reasons not to be. Yeah. What about some more music?
Why?
And then we...
Don't you have anything more else to talk about? I mean there are loads of villages, I mean, on the camp. And
Oh my God, I haven't looked at the map, actually, but...
More than 100 villages on the campsite, which we can talk about after the hour, so...
Yeah, we probably do, and we have another morning show tomorrow at the same time, and sounds like a plan to visit them all.
All the villages?
All the villages.
Right.
Well, if we can go to space, then we can visit all the villages.
True.
On this
camp. I mean, we have to start somewhere, and let's first start with seeing all the villages and see what they're doing, and hang around, and of course hang around the Hex Square Lounge as well, because we have an awesome lounge across the radio tent here, and with the
I would really say awesome is an understatement.
True. Yeah. True. So now for the second hour of the morning show
of the latest morning show in the world.
True.